This goes to Dr. Tan, T-A-N, last name Lee, L-I. Fax 989-584-0307 regarding Patricia Copeland, C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D, date of birth 12/6/1961. Dear Dr. Lee, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Copeland with history of kidney stones, medullary calcinosis, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was November 27th of 2023. Her weight is stable. She will be having an EGD to determine whether she's having reflux esophagitis, which could be causing her lung problems that are being investigated. She has had no signs or symptoms of recurrent kidney stones, no hospitalizations since her last visit. She denies nausea, vomiting, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Also, the Jardiance is 25 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight, 195 pounds, pulse 85, blood pressure 126 over 76. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no flank pain, no ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 1st, 2024. Creatinine is 0.82, electrolytes are normal, calcium 9.7, albumin is 4.5, hemoglobin is 16.0, normal white count, normal platelets, and urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio indeterminate because the microalbumin is unmeasurable. We did have a 24-hour urine done back in November of 2023 that had elevated levels of uric acid. Other solutes were normal, such as oxalate, citric acid, and calcium. We will repeat that at her before her next visit also. Assessment and plan, medullary calcinosis with preserved renal function. 2, diabetic nephropathy without proteinuria. 3, hypertension is well controlled. We are going to repeat her 24-hour urine for calcium, citrate, oxalate, and uric acid levels before her next visit, which will be 6 months from now. She should continue to follow a low purine diet to avoid uric acid buildup. And we are providing her with a low purine diet for reference so she can make sure she's not ingesting foods that are high in purine content. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.